program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Hey, Atlanta!
Welcome to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. Welcome to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse.
Welcome to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. Welcome to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse.
Welcome
to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. The Lymph Node Institute edition.
I'm Doc.
I'm Bugsy.
Ordinarily, we talk about dirty things and terrible things. War and murder and hating Christians.
Numbers.
Devo.
Tonight we'll be talking about rainbows.
That's right.
Rainbows.
They're sweet and happy, and they're the ephemeral things of mysterious nature that sometimes appear and then disappear.
That's
true.
And
they must have mightily freaked out people who didn't understand light waves to track down the end of the rainbow and just have it be nothing.
That's true, and that's why they figure, well, this is pot of gold. Might as well keep looking for it because you'll never find it. It just sort of fades out around that rock ridge there. Strange. No, but you're referring to the same people that thought the sun was being eaten when there'd be an eclipse, which would, you know, freak my dish.
I lost a rainbow when I lost you. The sweetest rainbow I have ever seen.
Nice. Rainbows are good. Rainbows are signs of good luck. They're pretty. They're magical. They can sometimes go in a circle. My mom had a rainbow end in her yard once. I liked rainbow bright. I like all the colors. They're also sort of a fag symbol these days, which that's okay because I like the fags.
It's called the Homo Rainbow. Black to yellow.
So yeah, they didn't have rainbows until after World War II, when we defeated the Nazis and everything stopped being black and white.
The original rainbows were invented by the Nazis.
That's right. It was a weapon.
But well, they were trying to turn it into a weapon that never right. worked.
Weapons grade rainbows.
Exactly. But it was the prototype.
No, actually, they invented it on the back lot for Wizard of Oz. That's why they sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow in that movie. It was propaganda to promote their new weapon.
Well, the rainbow in The Wizard of Oz was actually made by Jews who had fled Germany and had worked on the program.
Sure, they were in Hollywood.
They all go to Hollywood, and they all brought their rainbow technology with
them. Now we have color movies.
That's how we closed the rainbow gap, man, because if those guys hadn't come over, it would have been Nazi rainbows.
Yeah, that propaganda leaked its way out into religious factions, too. You get the John 3:16 people.
The wig?
Yeah. Apparently it's a rainbow wig.
Rainbow Afro wig.
It makes me think of a clown, not some religious message man.
I don't know why you'd ever associate the two of them.
Here, listen to this.
Indeed.
Nicht weiter, in Abgrund!
Du musst springen, Sternschnuppe.
Ich bin das schönste und wundervollste Pferd im Universum, aber ich kann nicht fliegen. Der Abgrund ist zu breit.
Aber du musst springen. Sieh doch, da kommen schwarze Wolken. Sie ersticken alles.
Das ist krumme Kriegskram. Die Wolke darf uns nicht erwischen oder wir sind alle verloren. Wir würden ganz schwarz werden.
Sternschnuppe, du musst springen. Du schaffst es. Nimm einen Anlauf. Du musst.
Haltet euch fest, ich will es versuchen.
Festhalten, Weißvogel.
Jetzt! Zu kurz! Sternschnuppe schafft es nicht, du Gott!
Nein, nicht nachlassen!
Oh Gott, oh Gott, oh Gott! Du musst klettern, höher, höher!
Du hast es geschafft, wir sind oben!
Da hinten ist Grießkram. Seht ihn euch an, wie wütend er ist. Er hat verloren.
Er schimpft. Seine Wolke hilft ihm nichts. In die Höhle dort, Sternschnuppe.
Wir sind schon da.
Seht doch, was liegt denn da? Ein schimmernder Gürtel. Er sieht aus wie ein kleiner Regenbogen.
Es ist der Regenbogengürtel.
Bind ihn doch mal um, Regina. Vielleicht passt er dir.
Ja, ich probiere ihn an.
Er passt.
Er sitzt wie angegossen. Seht doch, wie er strahlt und leuchtet.
Er funkelt in allen Farben. Seht doch, seht die Farben.
Es sind die Farben des Regenbogens.
Es ist der Regenbogengürtel. Ich habe ihn gefunden. Jetzt ist diese Welt gerettet. Alles wird wieder farbig und froh werden.
Alles wird wieder bunt und schön. Krumme Grießkram hat verloren. Die Welt wird wieder fröhlich.
Danke, Regina. Durch dich wird die Welt wieder schön. Aber nun müssen wir die Regenbogenkinder finden.
Die Regenbogenkinder? Ja, die sind für die Farben verantwortlich. Wir werden sie finden, Sternschnuppe. Der Regenbogengürtel wird uns dabei helfen. Ich bin ganz sicher, alles wird wieder gut.
Alles wird wieder schön.
Wir haben gewonnen. Krumme Grießkram hat verloren.
Hört doch, sogar die Vögel singen wieder.
But they did decide to use rainbows as advertising for anything, for ticks or Lucky Charms or
children's crap like Rainbow Bright.
Rainbow Bright, yes.
Or the Care Bears, they got rainbows on their chests.
I think there's something the listeners should know about Rainbow Bright and the Care Bears and all these other provocateurs.
Thank you.
kid.
Rainbow Bride is a little girl who can bring sparkles of color to the darkest day and put a bright smile on a little girl's face.
She is a cute little girl.
She is often seen gliding through the air on her magic flying horse, Starlight. Rainbow Bright and her friends live at the end of the rainbow where all the colors of the earth are created. This sounds very cute and perfect for little girls. But
take another look.
The toy and cartoon series is laid with a cult symbolism. Rainbow Bright lives in Rainbow Land with her friends, the Color Kids, and Sprites, the happy little workers who mine and manufacture star sprinkles. It is Rainbow Bright's job to fight the forces of gloom in order to keep the world bright and filled with color and happiness. In doing so, she often meets horrifying monsters. Although Rainbow Bright is fighting for a worthwhile cause, the intensity and violence of their scenes are much more than any five-year-old can handle.
Yet,
it is for this age group that the cartoons were designed.
The very basis of this series, the rainbow, also causes concern for many Christians. Although many people collect rainbows primarily for their color beauty
and unequaled power, few realize their significance.
According to the word of God, Rainbows are a symbol of God's everlasting covenant that he never again would destroy the earth by flood.
But fire?
Some say the world will end in fire. Some say in ice. From what I've tasted of desire, I hold with those who favor fire. But I think I know enough of hate to say that for destruction, ice is also great and would suffice. Isn't that nice?
But for new agers... Those who uphold the tenets of the New Age movement or humanism.
The rainbow holds a different meaning. New Agers use rainbows to signify their building of the rainbow bridge.
Antakarana. Between man and Lucifer, they say is the oversoul. Someone's a little confused.
Yeah,
there.
Lucifer is the bringer of light, and yes. I can see how you get that out of rainbows.
The Oversoul is from Transcendentalism.
And the Rainbow Bridge, I thought, went to Asgard, where Thor beholds in breathless wonder.
Well, you know how these idiots think. Anything that's not Jesus is the devil.
Children today are filled with humanistic teachings at school.
In fact, humanism has become so commonplace in our lives that we fail to recognize the occult symbolisms that are the root of these tenets.
Unless you read my book, Turmoil in the Toy Box, I'm Phil Phillips.
Nevertheless, humanism is contradictory to God's word. Thus, any toy or cartoon series that employs symbolism from the New Age movement is also a contradiction to Scripture. It is hoped that you have gained a better understanding of some of the subtle means that Satan uses to take control of a child's mind. Remember that which on the surface may appear to be cute and innocent is not always cute and innocent! Exclamation point.
There's rainbows in hell!
You like rainbows? There's plenty of rainbows in hell, boy. Why don't you go down to hell and look at some rainbows?
When I'm finished, there won't be a rainbow land! Or rainbows! Now to put my plan into action!
He did a nice bibliography at the end. He just took all the crap from other books.
Yeah, he cited... This one doesn't have an index either. If you claim to be writing a nonfiction book and there's no index in it, it's a screed. That's the difference. Is an index. You can't index a screed.
He's right, you know.
We'll be right back. that lets you reach the skies. Places that you thought were dreamlands turn from dreamlands to believe lands when you take a helping hand, making brand new friends. Bring the shining back to everything. Shine for all to see.
Sails, white, so fair and pale. That means
Hey, what about all the space ladies that shoot rainbow lasers from their tits?
They're pretty awesome. I wish I could shoot rainbow lasers out of my tits.
Were you ever traumatized by a rainbow? You ever had a negative rainbow experience?
Negative rainbow experience?
No. The rainbow was a sign to Noah that God would never flood the earth again.
And his arky.
Is that traumatizing?
Probably to everyone except Noah.
It is traumatizing when it's raining and the sun's out and you don't get to see a rainbow. I mean, who really sees rainbows all that much? So maybe like a couple? I wish I could ride on a rainbow slide.
The only Bible reference to the rainbow that I know of is an everlasting covenant with man that he shall not flood us out again. But I like to think of it as a threat, really.
I've crushed you bugs one time. I can flush you down the toilet again. See this rainbow? Fuck you.
No, 12 forbidden practices, one of which is stargazing.
Look not to the heavens, for you shall see our craft. Look only to the ground when thou receivest the anal probe.
As the rainbow brings rubber stride, where the booming heavens roar, you behold in battling slumber.
There are no rainbows at night, and the show goes out at night.
It does.
Unless you got an internet stream and you're looking out your window and happen to catch a rainbow, this might not resonate with you. Maybe a strong memory of a rainbow is enough to make the show hit home?
Well, my favorite thing to do is close my eyelids and push.
That's
cheating. With the flat of my fingers on my eyes, and then a second, it's not a rainbow. Here it comes. Here it comes. The great ball of all-knowing light, my sweet savior. And I remove my eyes, and he's gone. This reality, false reality.
That's what you see when you die. When you die, that's what you see, because you don't have any eyeballs.
I'll recognize it.
You don't see rainbows if you're blind. If you got no eyes, you got no rainbows. You can't feel a rainbow, but you can apparently sell them.
You can feel the water vapor. The water vapor is just a carrier for the rainbow. The water vapor is not the rainbow.
It could be just pixie dust.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard once in a lullaby. away above the hay, away above the my chimney top, where I'll find me somewhere over the rainbow. There's a little once in a lullaby. If happy little bluebirds fly me on the way, but why, oh, why can't I?
No, but the Rainbow Coalition, it's funny because you don't see much brown in a rainbow, and you don't see much white in a rainbow.
All you see is red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. But yeah, you don't see any of the human skin colors in an actual rainbow.
It's true.
Unless the rainbow was in black and white.
That's a piss poor rainbow, my friend.
And now, Crosley Bendix, cultural reviewer and director of Stylistic Premonitions for the Universal Media Network, with today's Arts Review.
Good hello, everyone. Well, I'm sure you know by now what this week's discussion is about. You've all heard the news by now. The biggest art-related crossover story I've ever confronted in all my years of interpreting aesthetic ambiguities for our relatively unschooled public. And, of course, the impact of this will dent many aspects of life outside the arts, if there are any. I assume you've all gotten the basic story by now, but perhaps I can supplement the headlines with some details you may be unaware of. Let's start at the beginning. 3 days ago, the Optical Institute and Shade Company of Mindanao announced the discovery of a new primary color. Now, for those who never had any interest in colors and never took the time to study a color wheel, perhaps some background should be sketched out here in order to properly frame the subject. A standard color wheel depicts a hierarchical breakdown of all the hues in the universe as we know it. Or rather, as we knew it. A color wheel is divided into what are called primary, secondary, and tertiary colors. Now, up to this point in time, there have been only three primary colors: red, blue, and yellow, the basic building blocks of every rainbow. All other hues are made from combinations of these primaries. The secondary color green is formed from a mix of the primaries blue and yellow, for example. Violet from red and blue, and so on. But now, a fourth, never-before-seen primary color has been discovered. The new color has already been named by its discoverer, Dr. Woyan Squant. With a distinctly questionable view of posterity, he has named the fourth primary color Squant. And that has become the very first controversy to taint this shocking discovery. Several international appeals were immediately filed by some of the world's leading authorities on color, disputing the right of Dr. Squant to name this new color after himself. They pleaded for a different naming procedure, perhaps a radio contest. No. Put down your phones. It turns out the Divine Spectrum Institute in Naples, the world's supreme arbiter in all questions of color, has ruled that since no new primary color has ever been discovered before in all of human history, there was no precedent for naming procedures, and therefore, Dr. Squant was free to establish that precedent. And that, of course, means that any future primary color discoveries will probably bear the name of their discoverers. Now, a little more about the color Squant itself. Now, I must admit, I have not actually seen the color in color myself. So far, there have been only black and white photos of the color in the Mindanao newspapers, which, unfortunately, are not quite up to the standards of USA Today. But, in fact, USA Today is unable to print the color of Squant until a supply of Squant ink is produced. Now, in the gray register, Squant appears to look very much like a light cerulean blue or perhaps a mid-range oxide green. But, of course, it isn't. It is reported by those who have seen it that Squant is a very unusual-looking color, but that goes without saying. Like all primary colors, it is extremely difficult to describe in terms of comparison. It's not really anything like red or blue or yellow. No, like its better-known two brothers and sister of the primary family, Squant must be visually experienced to be known. Dr. Squant has already carried out an impressive array of mixing tests with Squant and other colors. The results of mixing Squant with the other primaries have already produced what Dr. Squant is calling Squid, Squoo, and Squello. Oh dear, this naming thing is most distressing. However, in a most interesting sidelight, pure Squant has also proven to be the only color, primary or otherwise, to carry its own unique scent with it. The exact physiological mechanism at work here is still a mystery, but Dr. Squant insists that to see it is to smell it. But not necessarily, because strangely enough, the smell of Squant, which Dr. Squant has dubbed Squanty, seems to have an irresistible attraction for anything that is blind, such as ants, earthworms, snails, cavern bats, and submarine life below 10,000 feet. The odor of Squant is apparently also difficult to describe by comparison to known odors because it is a primary odor. However, Dr. Squant suggests that it's not an unpleasant odor and should not hinder a universal acceptance of Squant in any conceivable application, except perhaps in products which require no odor, such as nose plugs, which brings up the Squanty smell of profit. Squant will undoubtedly be in great demand, so it should give the world's economy a sharp kick in the bucket. However, Dr. Squant, in a completely selfless act of altruism, has donated Squant to the whole world for free as a benefit to humanity. Grumbacher, Liquitex, and Dutch Boy, however, have each filed proprietary patents on Squant, but it is as yet unclear whether a primary color can or should be privately owned, and this will probably be working its way through the color courts for years. Each of these companies claims to be the best-equipped entity to mass-distribute Squant concentrate to all other color users in controlled and measured increments, which will minimize the potential outbreak of panic or insanity among isolated segments of the public who still may not be aware of the discovery of Squant. And by the way, I certainly hope this report on Squant can also serve to help alleviate any unnecessary outbreaks of insanity. Just be aware, Squant is coming, folks. It's just reflected light, but be prepared. Dr. Squant suggests that when you first encounter Squant, it helps to squint. Finally, one can only speculate about the far-reaching impact on our whole environment due to the addition of Squant. For example, this will turn all paintings to date into pre-Squant works, making all paintings instant collector's items, so hang on to them. The introduction of Squant should revolutionize all kinds of eye-oriented areas, such as interior decorating, outer and underwear, bumper stickers, candy, makeup, paint programs, graffiti, stripes, toothpaste, virtually anything in which color plays a major role. Now, this is truly, truly a momentous turning point in the now weary adventure of human perception. There is, indeed, something new under the sun. We anxiously await our first look at Squant.
Been listening to cultural reviewer and social critic Crosley Bendix.
You know how the dude who always thinks someone ripped him off is usually a thief?
I know he who smelt it dealt it.
You know the dude who's always afraid that his girlfriend is cheating on him is usually cheating on his girlfriend? Why are these people so convinced that other forces are trying to take over the world, huh? It's almost as if they dealt it. It's almost as if they want to take over the world, and so they see every other organization through that light.
Yeah, but they've already got a good grip on things. I know they don't have complete control because there's a larger religion or two out there. Okay, yeah, they're hungry for more. They
very
want more,
hungry.
But
they don't have an army.
My opinion, they kind of do.
They don't have a real army.
Not like the KISS army.
Whoa! 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 Whoa!
There are enough people that, yes, okay, the Zoroastrians and the Buddhist monks and, you know, Smurf worshippers and whatever. Let them have their people. Let them have their sect and their cult, and it's no threat to your cult. You've got tax-free status. Fuck you. So, yeah, this has been our rainbow show, and we hope you liked it as much as we did. I mean that.
Another cheap excuse to bash the Christians. They give us a lot of ammunition, and we may not be here forever, so we have to hit them while we're here, huh?
Yeah, and if they get us back in the afterlife, that's fine. We've been practicing that pressing on your eyes trick to know where we're going after we're dead. So, Kilgore Trout and Kurt Vonnegut, his hippie cousin was Rainbow. Rainbow Trout. Yeah, so that's it. Just take the sun and add water and you might have a rainbow.
That's right, and it's pretty, and it won't burn you, and you can't eat it, and you can't puff it, and you can't smoke it.
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, write to them at P.O. Box 204-206, Austin, Texas, 78720-4206. Or visit them online at
www.subgenius.com. Another fine lymph node production.
Visit us online at lymphnodeinstitute.com
or write to us at P.O. Box 670-541 Marietta, Georgia 30066-0126.
Because we don't want to live in a world full of zombies, do you?
The Rainbow Show. Either a new high or a new low, depending on how such things are measured. And you have heard Rosy Rainbow's Rockin' Frog Band performing I Lost a Rainbow, Ween performing Homo Rainbow. You heard an excerpt from the German pilot of Rainbow Bright. Then you heard the Rainbow Bright theme, and then we read from that asinine book. And then you heard a whole bunch of Rainbow Bright songs all crammed together. The Rolling Stones performed She's a Rainbow, and you heard the theme from Mighty Thor. The Cosby Sweaters performed Homo Rainbow Connection. They rhyme, you see, homo and rainbow. Negative Land with Over the Hiccups, and then Crosley Bendix's cultural review of Squant. Squant. And as we draw to a close, some unprecedented nostalgic padding. Plunderphonic, doing Rainbow, and then Devo cause we like 'em. Interspersed with all the promos that we've ever done for Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. And we at the Lymph Node Institute will always strive to inoculate you against tomorrow's psychic plagues. Good luck with that.
Bob Slacktime Funhouse is the cure for the diseases you don't know you have.
Do you suffer from necrophilia, anxiety, depression, boredom, apathy,
gullibility,
low self-esteem,
cardiac,
rectal,
or cranial,
analids,
addiction,
psychosis,
neurosis,
paranoia,
catatonia,
hysteria,
schizophrenia,
bipolar curiosity,
hyper-onanism,
nerdism,
blue balls,
OCD.
If so, you need Bob Slacktime Funhouse. Tune in at 1 a.m. Saturday night for your weekly inoculation
and a dose of Bob's Own Medicine.
Bob's Own Medicine.
The preceding claims have not been certified by any reputable medical organization. Bob's Slacktime Funhouse may cause smallpox, rash, discharge, recidivism, colorblindness, seizure, monobrowism, synchronicities, Dobbs syndrome, caboose loosening, morning wood, Rosetta stones, flying buttresses, or death. Your local subgenius radio ministry. Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, Saturday night at 1 a.m. WREK Atlanta, 91.1 FM.
J.R. Bob Dobbs pops his clutch and tells Atlanta,
"Eat my slack."
The time control trials begin at midnight every Saturday night with Reverend Ivan Stang and the rip-snorting nitro-fueled monsters of the Church of the Sub-Genius. And before the carnage can be cleared off the track, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse roars in at 1 a.m. to finish off the survivors with a tag team straight from the bad side of hell. The
schizophrenic
Reverend Susie the Floozy and the dangerously inscrutable doctors of the Lymph Node Institute. So be there! Or be boiled in your own fat.
91.1 FM, WRAK Atlanta, WRAK.org.
the hell do you think you're doing? Dragging your butt through the day, selling body and soul to a bunch of bland normals? Acting stupid so they'll think you're one of them? Tired of getting all of the guilt, but none of the sex? There is a simple answer, dear friend. A glowing beacon of slack amidst the turmoil and darkness. It's J.R. Paul Dobbs, the living slack master in the Church of the Subgenius. Bob brings a new destiny for the abnormal. Bob comes to justify our sins, to unmask the conspiracy, and to get us back the slack they stole away. It's us versus them. Are you going to fry in hell on earth alongside the pink boys? Or will you pull the wool over your own eyes and accept Bob into your mind? Repent! Quit your job, slack off, and praise Bob!
Church of the Subgenius, eternal salvation will triple your money back.
Listen to the Hour of Slack every Saturday night at midnight, right here on WREK Atlanta, 91.1 FM.
Tired of sitting at the all-night Jell-O store and yarn shop?
Look at him jiggle.
Don't get caught poking the desiccated corpse of your own personal Dobbs.
Bolster your Subgenius credentials with Bob's Slacktime Funhouse every Saturday night at 1 a.m.
Reverend Susie the Floozy will guide you through the
Audio Hall of Mirrors.
Or the increasingly competent doctors of the Lymph Node Institute strap you into the radio coaster and away you go. Thrill to the antics of our lovable hobo mimes. Guess Bob's weight and win a voodoo Cupid doll. Bob's
Slacktime Funhouse. Like a suppository for your ears.
Ooh, my brain is tingling.
That means it's working.
We're a trough and you're a dirty horse.
You got a real purty mouth, Atlanta.
Drink it, you dirty horse.
Bob's Slacktime Funhouse every Saturday night at 1 a.m. on WREK Atlanta 91.1 FM.
Now in stereo.
Thank you.
Repent!
Quit your job.
The world ends tomorrow.
And you may die.
Well, no, probably not, but whatever you do,
just keep listening.
The Church of the Subgenius could save your sanity with...
Are we controlled by secret forces?
Do you ever get the feeling that free will is a joke?
Do people think you're strange?
Do you? Then you may be on the right track.
Are alien space monsters bringing startling new worlds?
Jehovah is an alien and still threatens this planet.
Now, at last,
the step-by-step process is revealed.
This is it. The only faith that promises action,
thrills,
success in sex and business. Get all your slack and more.
Every Saturday night at midnight, right here on WREK Atlanta, Reverend Ivan Stang presents The Hour of Slack.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
It should be painfully obvious by now that the world as we know it won't last too much longer.
And what are you going to do about it?
Going to work or school? Coming home? Goofing around?
What will happen to your routine when it all comes down at once?
Don't you feel responsible for trying to help this endangered planet?
No.
Good.
Bob can show you that
the fact is, it's too late.
Things are going to hell on a fast train, and about the only thing you
can do about it is to just sit back and watch the show.
But remember,
the end of the world may be much worse and take much longer than you thought.
Will you be ready?
Will you still
be sane enough to laugh?
When that which must come to pass comes to pass?
Yes!
And J.R. Bob Dobbs can show you how. The Hour of Slack, every Saturday night at midnight, right here on WREK Atlanta.
Press 2 if you know the name of the promo you'd like to hear. You have selected Hour of Slack.
In a world gone pink,
one ragtag band of Yetis dares to fight the conspiracy. Red-eyed warriors behind enemy lines courageously rescue your slack every Saturday night at midnight on WREK Atlanta.
General for Life J.R. Bob Dobbs rallies the troops under the auspices of his fluffy puppet Ivan Stang to guide the world into a new dark age of slack. But it won't be easy! The conspiracy thought tube is slurping at your cerebellum and molesting your medulla oblongata!
Don't call your pusher, don't call your priest. Just listen to the Hour of Slack, followed by Bob's Slack Time Funhouse, every Saturday night at midnight, right here on WREK Atlanta.
Listen online at WREK.org.
The promo you are now hearing could create a new Inquisition, a self-perpetuating fascist state that will last to the end of humanity.
Or
it could be the foundation stone of the promised kingdom of peace and harmony.
Which will it be?
You can finally relax
in the safety of your own delusions.
This epipastic for the brains of epoptics, beholders, and initiates
works an authentic
Gnostic magician's spell
that will drive out
the foreign personalities
and id demons.
It places the listener within a shell of
weird phenomena
that must be used for good and evil.
Its system of mystic correspondences has already given
secret power
to the Church of the Subgenius.
Listen to the Hour of Slack every Saturday night at midnight, right here on WREK Atlanta.
Thanks, promo. I will.